Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I love reliving that moment over and over and over again. Welcome to Maggie and Perloff. So glad to have you. Hope you had a great weekend. Denver, a little surprising about, not that they lost the game, Perloff, although I guess that was shocking. Now the series is tied 1-1, but kind of how they lost it. So apparently Michael Malone, the coach of the Nuggets, went into the locker room after the game and kind of rhetorically asked, like, why did we lose that game? And it's sad and it's kind of sobering, I guess, when the reason you lost that game is because you frankly got out-hustled in the game. You did. You were the one who were making more of the mental errors. And listen, they tried a feverish comeback at the end and it almost worked with a Jamal Murray three that was almost there to send the game into overtime, and who knows what would have happened then. But I mean,
where did they get out-hustled? They got outshot. Miami hit 17 to 35 three-pointers, and they weren't wide-open three-pointers. So unless he's saying they weren't closing out on that, that's the only reason they won the game. Unless he's saying they weren't closing out on that, I think he's just trying to motivate them to wake up.
See, I do think there were defensive lapses. I do think that there were stupid fouls. I do think that they were concerned about the referees a little too much because they got some calls against them and then started chirping a little bit. I think all those things were things when the game gets away from you and you start backsliding a little bit, all that stuff happened to the Nuggets in the second half. Like, in the first half, they put together an incredible run in the second quarter to get back in the game and built a 15-point lead, and then to lose it like that, in the way they lost it, I thought was concerning.
Well, I think it's a combination of things. I think they thought, this team is not a challenge to us. They're tiny. Their star player has no confidence. We can leave him wide open and he won't even take a shot. He could dribble into the lane. Talk about Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
They had no fear of Jimmy Butler. They had no fear of Caleb Martin. I think they got cocky. And they were up 50-35, and then they just called off the dogs. So I think Mike Malone sensed that, and that's why he's going public with this. I think he wants to motivate them to say, hey, listen, you better play with urgency or we're not going to beat this team, even though they're so much better than them on paper.
Let's listen to Barkley first, actually, because what Perloff was saying speaks exactly to what Charles Barkley said in the post game on NBA TV.
Man, the Denver Nuggets, they got to realize this ain't a regular season game. There was at least five or six occasions where they doubled and left guys wide freaking open. And you know it sooner or later the Heat were going to start making shots.
And it's exactly what they did. And that's to your point, Perloff. I mean, Miami was not going to shoot as poorly as they did in game one. That would have been surprising. But they were excellent. They were nearly 50% from three. They were nearly 50% from the field. And I thought the hustle plays and all that extra stuff was definitely Miami, not Denver.
Yeah, I mean, there are a couple other real flaws with Denver, though. They obviously, Joker's amazing. Jamal Murray's amazing. Michael Porter Jr. is very hot and cold.
Yeah.
I kind of warned you about him that he might not step up in these big moments. So I think he hurt them last night.
He disappeared last night.
And Aaron Gordon is awesome. I don't understand why Aaron Gordon isn't putting up 30 points a game against Miami. He's great on defense, and he's really been a huge factor. But why couldn't they take advantage of that? I guess Kevin Love was in the game more. Feel like they need him to do a little more. And then KCP, it's the first time he's gotten cold all postseason. So to me, it's a matter of, here's a question for you. And we talked about this a little. If you take away the two stars on each team, Butler Adebayo away from Miami and Joker and Murray away from Denver, who's got the better role players 3-8?
We've been disrespecting Miami's role players. Like, not disrespecting, but everyone's like, how did this guy get here? And he wasn't drafted.
Yeah.
And he played Division II and da-da-da. I think I'd probably give the nod to Miami.
Okay.
So Even though I think that Denver's role players are obviously great too, but I think I give the nod to Miami.
So that could mean that maybe maybe Mike Malone's sensing, hey, they are closer than people think. If you're going to give them the nod, then Adebayo can at least partly neutralize Joker. And then, obviously, Jimmy can outplay Jamal Murray.
No, but I think that Jokic is the greatest player of all time.
So you're saying,
it's no longer Jordan versus LeBron in the debate. It's now Jokic versus the field.
Well, yeah.
I mean, this is how we're talking about this guy now.
But he's not exactly a defensive force. Bam is having his way inside.
Was great yesterday.
Yeah, Bam feels a lot of confidence because there's no real defensive stopper at the back line of the Nuggets. That's one difference between Embiid and Joker, by the way. Embiid's amazing on defense. Joker is clearly not.
Yeah.
He's okay. But
that helps you sleep at night, Sixers fan.
No, I mean, listen, at this point, I think that argument is done. But my point, I think the bottom line is the Heat are actually a lot closer to the Nuggets talent-wise than I think a lot of people, including the Nuggets players, perceive. I think Mike Malone was trying to tell his team last night, hey, you got to wake up here.
Well, let's listen to some of that sound. Mike Malone, head coach of the Nuggets, concerned about the effort from his team.
Now, let's talk about effort. I mean, this is NBA Finals, and we're talking about effort. That's a huge concern of mine. We had guys out there that were just, whether feeling sorry for themselves or not making shots, or thinking they can just turn it on or off. This is not the preseason. This is not the regular season. It's not round. This is the NBA Finals. And that, to me, is really, really perplexing, disappointing.
I think we're learning a little bit about Mike Malone. Likes to talk to his team through the media because that is honesty. I mean, if he really feels that way, if he's trying to light a fire under their butts, I mean, generally coaches go a little more milquetoast than that.
Yeah. No, I mean, you're right. I think he is trying to talk to the team. Obviously, when he said guys were putting their head down after they missing shots, that was MPJ. That was Michael Porter Jr. Stop playing defense. And talking about missing switches, that's totally him.
His teammates are over there like, what are you doing?
Yeah, yeah. And he was lollygagging. I mean, he's 6'10". I don't really know that he's a perfect fit to be covering the three-point line like he is. So anyway, regardless, though, I do think this is all going to work, too. I think Denver's going to show up with a lot of effort in Game 3.
Here's some more from Michael Malone about being outworked by the Heat.
And I asked the team, tell me why we lost. And they knew the answer. Miami came in here and outworked us. And we were by far our least disciplined game of these 16 or 17 playoff games, whatever it is now. So many breakdowns. And they exploited every one of those breakdowns and scored.
Yep. I mean, that was it. And listen, at the very end, like inside of, 2.5 minutes, the Heat were holding on for dear life. Like after, Murray came in and buried a couple threes, and it was like, oh boy, like here they go.
Yeah,
and
Miami didn't score very much in the last 3 minutes at all.
They held on, and I think that by the fact that the Nuggets lost that game and Miami did hang on for the win, I think this has now woken something up in the Nuggets. I'm still Nuggets in five. I mean, it's a selfish pick because if I get Nuggets in five, that means I win our bet between you, me, Nick in Texas, whoever correctly determines how many games the series will go, does not have to eat the world's spiciest chicken nugget, boneless wing, whatever we're doing.
Yeah.
So selfishly, I want Nuggets in five because I want you guys to have to eat the spicy stuff, not me.
So I'm already out. I chose four. I had choices between four games or seven games. Do you think I should have picked seven now? I mean, obviously I should have.
I guess.
It still feels like a tall mountain to get up for the seven-game series.
Was it a sobering moment for you last night?
No,
when
I knew I wasn't going to win that four. There's no way.
You were a real gentleman. You let Nick in Texas choose second. I got to choose first. You let Nick choose second. He chose six games.
Yeah, and I don't even know.
Why'd you do that?
I think I wimped out and couldn't decide because I was leaning between Nuggets five or Nuggets six. But now I feel six or seven. I still have the Nuggets, but your confidence in them going in five seems kind of crazy to me. Sorry.
Seven games, that means we're all eating the hot Nuggets.
I mean, do you really think that Denver can sweep in Miami?
Yeah, I do. I do think.
I think the rest is going to help the Heat. I think you're going to see a rejuvenated Heat team,
and maybe like at sea level.
Yeah, the fact that it's sea level, you take away
the humidity, like would kill Jalen Brunson.
I mean, it's a fine line. The Heat have to stay really hot from three-point line. But I don't know. They seem to figure a few things out enough to at least win another game.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. So we got kind of dual things going on. We got the Heat-Nuggets bet, which, I don't think we've really like fully wrapped our head around how are we going to do a radio show and eat this ridiculously spicy thing. Because, you know, sometimes when you eat something spicy, like it really takes over. Like you can't think about anything else. How are we going to do this?
So we have
to do how are you going to do this?
We have to do it on the radio show?
I think we have to do it on the show.
When was that spelled out?
I don't know. We kind of walked into this thing, you know, without really laying out all the details. But well, I assume everything we do happens on the show.
It'd be good if you won the bet, then you could talk, and I would just sort of mumble incoherently into the mic.
This is like the peanut butter
challenge. I'm a little nervous now. Is this going to be so debilitating that I'm going to not be able to speak?
I mean, I think so. I think it's going to be that hot.
I keep on asking this question. Can you actually get hurt from spicy food, like injured, like have to go to the emergency room?
Samter, can you Google that? Hey, look that up. Has anyone gone to the emergency room over eating something really spicy?
I feel like the most likely circumstances, if you touch the thing and then put it near your hands, near your eye, then you might go to the emergency room because you could blind yourself with some of these spicy things. But do not touch your eye and don't even touch your mouth with like the sauce, because then it gets on your lips and around your nose. It can go, you can like breathe it in. It's really dangerous, actually.
Wait, and I'm going to eat this stuff?
Yeah.
Well, just, I mean, just listen,
do not touch your eyes. Wash your hands.
Don't touch my eyes or my lips.
Yeah. Well, touching your lips is more for pain. Your eyes could actually cause damage.
What are you talking about? What kind of wings are we talking about here?
I'm with Samter on this one. You got to keep your hands away from your eyes.
Yeah.
I am suddenly very
nervous. But you wear glasses, so that's okay. Because you got like a shield in between your eyeballs and your eyes.
I'm not eating a wing where I need safety goggles.
No, and honestly, any wing, like any spicy wing that has any peppers whatsoever, those oils, whatever, if you touch your eyes, you can significantly hurt your eyes.
Did we just watch this in succession? Can I do I'm not going to ruin anything, but the wasabi in the eye? No? Anyone? Okay.
I don't understand what you guys are talking about. I've been eating wings my whole life, and never once was I worried about my vision.
Have you ever touched your eyes with spicy wing fingers?
Also, are you eating atomic wings? You might just be eating regular, run-of-the-mill, mild wings.
Definitely eating regular wings.
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, we're not talking about ghost peppers in your eye.
So wait, so if I go to a restaurant, Buffalo Wild Wings, I can order something dangerous enough to blind me?
You might.
I don't know specifically the Scoville.
This is a pretty big corporation. I can't really picture this.
Well, so like for example, my wife's nephew got ghost peppers. He gave me a ghost pepper, but on the packaging it says like only touch with gloves. Do not touch with your actual fingers.
Yeah, you know those disclaimers. I don't think those disclaimers actually hold up in court.
By the way, what are you doing with this ghost pepper? You're going to cook with it?
He gave me all these recipes. I'm going to try to make some sort of a spicy salsa, but I don't think
Man,
I'm...
Man, you sound real enthused about it.
No, I want to try it, but I'm not confident that I'm going to make something that won't kill me.
This is insane, because...
Perloff, you knew what you were signing up for.
No, but okay.
All of us did.
I understand that, but I don't see people walking around like, oh yeah, my brother-in-law died from a ghost pepper.
This has never happened. Grief. No, that's not going to happen.
Or
but
like
sure
somebody with
have...
like a somebody wearing dark sunglasses, like, well, what? Oh, I'm sorry to know your cousin was blind. No, he just ate a ghost pepper. That's just not how it works.
It might.
It's not.
I think everyone's just super careful. You know, just put on some rubber gloves, and then you'll be good.
No, this is, first of all, Miss, I have 5 games. Don't be so cocky. This could be you too.
I know. I'm sweating already. I haven't even
and
eaten
you guys
anything
on the other side of the glass. You guys know if we go 7 games, we're all eating these peppers.
I know. Then who's going to do the show?
That's going to be problematic. It's going to be Ackerman and Gelb doing the show.
It's like you guys got it from here, right?
While with we Hickey all... running the board with my, saucy fingers.
As we're bleeding out of our eyes.
What if you get ghost pepper on the board and then the later show actually touches the board and the entire CBS Sports Radio staff is blinded.
Yeah, that's not going
to be great.
You know,
that would happen to us. It's like the whole everyone's out because someone had a ghost pepper.
Then, of course, we're going to have a management problem, too. Is the last thing we needed after the peanut butter challenge to get management involved again.
I know.
This is great. Good job, guys.
Listen.
Maybe there's something below a ghost pepper for this bet.
We're sneaking this one under the radar. Shh. Nobody tell Spike, and then we're going to be fine.
Okay. Are you guys messing with me?
This is like a beg forgiveness, don't ask permission.
You guys are messing with me about these. I'm being totally serious here, okay? Forget we're on the show right now. It's just the four of us talking.
Yes.
They really are not. Spicy wings are not that dangerous, are they?
I think we said the world's hottest. Yeah, or thereabouts.
Yeah. I mean, there are Scoville-level peppers that, yes, could cause serious
damage. Wait, did you
damage.
Google, has anyone gone to the hospital over this?
I Googled more, can you go blind from having pepper in your eye? And there are articles that confirm it, but I don't know how legitimate
there's not a pepper called the Carolina Reaper. Somebody just made that up to scare me, right?
No, that was not somebody. It was Dave Marinick.
Yeah, I think he was joking around. There's not something really called the Carolina Reaper because that nickname is so cool. We should name
it is.
A defensive end on the Panthers.
Scovilles.
Honestly, it is a really cool nickname.
I don't even believe this
Reaper.
Scoville thing. I've never even heard that until the other day. There's something called Scovilles?
Yeah, that is a thing. I had not heard of it until the other day, too, but it's a thing.
So on the Scoville heat scale, 15 million Scovilles is pure capsicum, which I guess is like the hottest, is like the pure essence of the pepper. 5.3 million Scovilles is pepper spray, and the Carolina Reaper is 2.2 million Scovilles. So like just under pepper spray is the Carolina Reaper pepper. So no thank you.
And what's the point of growing these? Why does he grow them?
I think because people like spicy food.
Okay, you can't get something.
And you can blind somebody who's a potential attacker. You can thwart an attack.
Yeah. Whatever happened to jalapeno peppers?
Jalapenos are 8,000 Scovilles compared to 2.2 million for the Carolina Reaper.
RP Carson in the chat, youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio. Perloff will be in a hazmat suit with a mouth hatch. I mean, that's the way this thing is going. You're going to look like you're out of a Stephen King novel.
Can I double or nothing somehow here? And get out of this.
Wow. How are you going to double or nothing?
I don't know.
Also, do you want double?
Not really. I was hoping for the nothing.
Wow, you're a confident guy. 855-2124-CBS. Anthony is in Myrtle Beach. Anthony, you once got a pepper in your eye?
Yeah. I was playing with a jalapeno in the kitchen, and I rubbed my face because I was sweating, and I almost damn near went blind.
Oh, my goodness. Did you have to go to the hospital?
No. I took about a three-hour break, and my vision wasn't right. My face was all red and swollen, and I was messed up for about a day and a half. But
oh, my gosh.
What did you do? Anthony, how did you treat it? What did you do? Just, like, cold water compresses?
I don't remember how I really treated it. There's nothing you can do. The more you wet it, the more you're making it of an irritant.
Oh.
I put like a cold bag of peas on it to kind of help the swelling, but it was so close to my eye ducts that it was just swelling and burning. I couldn't see out of it. It looked like I got slapped in the face with like a hornet's nest.
Oh my gosh. That is wild. Well, Anthony, you're fine now though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Carolina Reaper is definitely a real thing. I mean, Perloff, you would notice if you weren't from Philly, stuffing your face with cheesesteaks your whole life.
Oh, that was a little editorializing at the end.
Yeah,
I love it, Anthony.
You know why? You know
up from your cheesesteak for a moment. Maybe you know this whole big world out there.
You know why we love cheesesteaks? Two reasons. They're delicious, and there's no risk of going blind from eating them. There's no risk at all.
I don't know. I'm sure somebody's
I don't know what kind of cheesesteaks you're eating.
Put a Pat's or a Geno's in someone's face at some point.
There's cardiovascular failure. I mean, of course, you'll die if you eat too many, but at least you'll be happy. I don't understand why we're doing this. I don't understand it.
We're doing it because it's called steaks. We thought
the
nuggets
steaks would be great too. But no, we have to do spicy, spicy nuggets.
Yeah, I'll eat a steak. Oh, yeah, other kind of steak.
No, steaks.
I am reading a story from Cooperstown, New York, where a 34-year-old man had a pepper-eating contest, including eating an entire Carolina Reaper pepper, which led to something called a thunderclap headache that was so severe it sent him to the ER. So, yes, peppers can send you to the hospital.
If I get a thunderclap headache, I'm going to be really upset.
But maybe it's like quick, you know? It's like a thunderclap, and then the storm moves on.
Oh, now you're just making up types of headaches. This is spiraling out of control. This
is spiraling out of control. Thunder, severe headaches, which peaks within 60 seconds. They're uncommon, but they can warn of potentially life-threatening conditions.
Oh, wow.
So this person had a life-threatening condition from a Reaper pepper.
Listen, what Anthony was describing might not have been life-threatening, but that didn't sound like a walk in the park. And that was a jalapeno, which is like only, what, 5,000 on the Scovilles?
8,000.
Whatever.
Compared to 2 million. That's interesting because a gigantic company like Buffalo Wild Wings actually risks blinding people with their
wings. We haven't officially said it's the Buffalo Wild Wings sauce. That was just floated out. as an option.
And I love the genesis of all this for people who don't know. Nick in Texas, who is a loyal listener, suggests show bets on big series,
yep.
said, you know, it's a Denver Nuggets and it's a Heat. Let's have spicy nuggets, which somehow quickly evolved into spicy wings. It doesn't even make sense.
Spicy something.
It doesn't even really make sense as an origin story.
Spicy nuggets make sense.
Spicy
nuggets, nuggets,
but
there's, heat.
Is that where like, wow, I would have some spicy nuggets. I don't think anyone orders that.
They're going to on the show at some point when the finals are over, whenever that may be. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. All right, life after Aaron Rodgers. Apparently not all that bad. We'll get to the latest out of Green Bay in just a moment. You're listening to Maggie and Perloff, CBS Sports Radio. We're also streaming on the absolutely free and crystal clear Odyssey app. We're on SiriusXM channel 158 and youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff. We are discussing the dangers of eating spicy wings, which I thought was going to be a fun little experiment we were going to do, and now I'm thinking about hiring an attorney to get out of this finals bet, which I already lost because we all picked how many games the series was going to go. I picked 4. Maggie has 5. Nick in Texas has 6. We all eat spicy wings at 7.
Wait, there's spicy nuggets, though. That's what made it Heat nuggets.
Right, but I don't know.
But then we got in a whole brouhaha about a nugget versus
boneless
wing.
Yeah, if we want Buffalo Wild Wings, they don't have nuggets at Buffalo Wild Wings.
And we were just going to buy the sauce, I think.
No.
Also, we're giving a lot of free credit to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, we can go to Trader Joe's and get their nuggets and just get sauce.
We have not picked a sauce yet.
Wait. So, time out here. We're going to eat wings or nuggets, so we're going to just buy like normal nuggets and dip them in a sauce?
That's what I thought we were doing.
I think people have been sending us, I think we switch over to wings because, you know, we write the rules. We could do wings.
Okay, fine.
And we go to Buffalo Wild Wings and get the spiciest wing they have. They have atomic wings.
Okay, but I thought we had to do nuggets because the Denver Nuggets are in the
finals. Yeah, the Detroit Red Wings aren't in the Stanley Cup Finals, and we're not betting on them either. This is the nuggets. I feel like we have to keep it consistent, no?
Okay. So we're just going to buy nuggets and dip them in a sauce.
I mean, we can marinate
that's
them
not
in a sauce.
Thing.
Maybe overnight.
It's not a
we're
thing.
Not
you're
making,
right. You're
all,
right.
Let
that's
me,
not a thing.
Let me make it clear. We're not making our own nuggets. Nobody knows how to do that. You need an entire factory.
I don't want to know what's in a nugget. We've already gone over this with Mike in California. I don't want the scraps of whatever. I don't want to know what's in a nugget.
Okay. All right, fine. I think the audience needs to help us out with this. The best way to do a spicy nugget challenge.
Okay.
Because we could just do boneless wings, too, which are nuggets.
Right. Are not.
They are nuggets.
Don't
they're
start
same,
that again.
Oh, boy.
You're
going to
get the whole
they're literally the same
Sean
exact
Marash
thing.
And the entire nugget
Mike in California broke it down for us.
He said one is like the scraps of the chicken
that
and the other
crap.
Is a boneless wing.
That was totally a lie. I've eaten many boneless wings, and you're telling me that's wing meat? That's just a lie. That's just random chicken meat.
Random chicken meat is not something
like,
I want to hear on this show.
You see the boneless chicken wing. Does it look like they took a wing and pulled out the bones, and that's what you have left? No.
That's what I always thought it was.
Well,
don't ruin it.
Absolutely not.
It's just like, and how did they explain why they're offered white meat?
I don't know. All I know is it's nuggets and fries.
Boneless chicken wing is a nugget.
You're making me think too much about the damn chicken, but here's the thing. If it's nuggets and five, I know that I don't have to eat it.
And by the way, the wing is the worst part of the chicken anyway, so is it any better to be a boneless wing than a chicken nugget? Oh, get out of here.
I love a wing, though.
Yeah. But
I mean, I was like, I've been groomed to love wings more than anyone. I'm from upstate New York.
Right, but if you put in breast meat and the really good stuff, then you could create a better chicken nugget than a boneless wing.
I'll take your word for it.
I've done the math.
Yeah, apparently you have halved and quartered this chicken every
single I'm just desperately
way.
Trying to get out of this bed. Because
see,
I'm
that's
afraid
what
of,
it is.
I'm afraid of spicy foods.
You're trying to get out of it.
I'd like at least to buy somebody who has like a legal department and would not make a wing that was so spicy that would actually blind somebody. That's all I want out of this.
Well, there's no promises. We might go to a chain or we might not. We have to leave all options on the table.
Who made you the wing czar?
I'm you know, the committee.
No, first of all, Nick thought of it.
Yeah, actually, Nick's really the committee. I'm taking the torch from Nick. I'm just trying to give this thing a little structure.
Oh, God.
I know. Leave it to me. Okay. How about the phones? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Listen, if the Heat keep playing this way, then maybe we get a 7-game series, and then we're all in big trouble. And you know what they say, misery loves company.
Yeah, I want to see Samter and Stu go down. That'd be fun.
Samter loves spicy food, though.
Yeah.
This is going to be a treat for him.
Yeah, I do, too.
And so does Stu. So they're begging for it. Let's go to our pal Ryan in Santa Barbara. Ryan, how you doing, sir?
What's going on, guys? Happy Monday. You know, if it goes to Game 7, does it change from the wings to that ghost pepper? Because if that's the case, you're in big trouble. I have a story. I was with some friends at a restaurant called the Brew House here in Santa Barbara on a Wednesday all-you-can-eat rib night. And they had on their menu a ghost pepper challenge. You know, you got it's like a ghost pepper popper. What do they fill that with, like cream cheese or whatever they fill that thing with?
Yeah.
And this guy eats a cup. Literally croaks. His throat swells up like he looks like a bullfrog. His eyes are gone. He can't breathe. The ambulance has to come pick him up.
This Wait guy a minute. Was, the I ambulance came?
The ambulance. This guy had to be rushed to the hospital. Oh, I would not even come close to touching those ghost peppers.
Wait. No so way. Ryan, well, I'm sorry that happened. That was probably really weird to see, and I hope this guy made it. But to Perloff's point, you're wondering, like, yeah, these restaurants – they know what they're doing. They wouldn't send anyone to the hospital. They don't. Sometimes they just have ghost peppers on the menu and people almost die.
Okay. So this thing about your throat
Thank you,
swelling
Ryan.
Up.
Good
are we
going to
have
up.
We're going to have somebody with an EpiPen present?
See, I was trying to slide this thing past management, you know? I've already got my hands
know.
Full with the Carson Wentz poster and all of the ways that I'm hoping to destroy this thing.
Do we need a defibrillator? I can't say it. Defibrillator?
We should probably just have one of those on hand anyway around here.
Just for the record, back in March, somebody in Chicago sued Buffalo Wild Wings for false advertisement on their boneless wings, saying that they're falsely advertising them as being boneless wings, when really they're just like chicken nuggets.
That's called everyone. I mean, my 11-year-old daughter knows that. If you've ever had a boneless nugget or a boneless wing, it's just a chicken
Wait a
nugget.
Minute,
but
on,
one of the
on.
Responses is boneless wings are made of whole chunks of breast meat, whereas chicken nuggets are almost always made of ground meat. So therefore, there is a difference between
Wait,
the two.
Who defined that this whole chunks of breast meat? Since when?
This is part of one of the responses from somebody associated with the lawsuit.
Wait a minute. So did the guy win the lawsuit? Or is
it
still
happened
pending?
In March, so it seems like it's still happening.
If you're Buffalo Wild Wings, you have to be like, of all the dumb stuff in the world.
Well, they had the perfect tweet in response. They said, it's true. Our hamburgers contain no ham. Our buffalo wings are 0% buffalo. And our boneless wings are not actually wings. So,
yeah,
pretty impressive.
Checkmate.
Yeah.
I just say right now that case is going to the Supreme Court. Just be ready.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know if I trust the Supreme Court with that one, quite frankly. Phil is in Pennsylvania. Phil, how you doing?
I'm doing good. You guys, how you guys doing?
We're doing great. What do you have?
I am going to buy some Popeye's nuggets, and I already bought ghost pepper sauce. I wonder if I can slather in that and eat it, and that will, you know,
Phil,
be okay.
We cannot be responsible. I did have to talk about this. We said yesterday that, or last week, when it was, whatever today is, if anyone wants to join us in the challenge, I have to officially retract that statement. You cannot join us in the challenge. If you decide to eat them on your own, you have your own free will, but it is not part of the Maggie and Perloff show at all.
Video it, and I will send you guys a video. is that okay?
No, Phil, I don't want, no, please. I don't want anything bad to happen to you, man. It would, we'd never live it down.
Worst case scenario, I won't be able to talk for a week.
I know, that's not good. Your friends and family are going to blame us. They're not going to like that. I beg of you.
No, they'll be happy to have me be quiet.
All right, Phil. You are a man of your own free will, but it can't be associated with the Maggie and Perloff show, or else we might seriously get taken off the air.
All right. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Phil. Talk soon, pal.
I'm having a little bit of a nervous breakdown right now.
Oh, no.
People are tweeting me some terrible things. So, wait, I don't understand. My whole life I don't eat a lot of spicy foods, but I didn't think they were dangerous. Now everyone is sharing horror stories.
I know. Well, you're going to have to think about that.
Well, you are too, Maggie. So are you great with spicy foods?
No, I still think the Nuggets have a chance here.
They have a chance, but okay.
This is their wake-up call in game two.
The Heat win another game, you're out too.
Then I'm out. Yep.
Nick lives in Texas. He's used to this. That's a Tuesday to eat spicy wings. Yeah, this is not good. This is all really, really bad.
I know. I hope Jeffrey Howell says this is now known as the disclaimer challenge. 100%. Every disclaimer possible. Uh-oh.
People are also telling me, by the way, that after you eat these wings, be very careful if you go to the restroom.
Yeah, I think it's coming out the other end, too.
Well, no, they say that, you know, for men to go to the bathroom, you have to use your hands, that can be a very uncomfortable situation.
Oh, gosh. Wait, is regular soap going to be able to negate the spice?
I sure hope so, because it'd be bad enough for my throat to swell up. I don't want anything down there swelling up. Not for this.
Maybe you do. I don't know.
Imagine the soap that we have in our bathrooms here.
Yeah, we're going to have to buy some.
Something real.
Yeah.
By the way, in our men's bathroom here, I'm going to. Yeah. Everyone here knows what all the men know what I'm talking about. There's rarely any soap in the bathroom.
Yeah, there's never soap.
There's never soap. There's like this automatic soap dispenser where you put your hand under it and it never ever works.
Okay, yep. So newsflash, it's the same in the ladies' room.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to good old fashioned just soap? Now it has to be some fancy automatic dispenser that's never filled.
Well, and they also, it's like they're rationing it out for you. And so it's just like the littlest bit.
Yes.
Yes.
I have to put my hand under there like 16 times. That's why there's no soap, because everyone has to keep putting their hand under to get more and more and more.
Once again, technology fails us.
I know. Can't we just get our own soap back?
And this is not going to, it's not going to cut the mustard for the spicy wing challenge. We're going to need real soap. This is all shaping up to be really bad.
I think we need one of those. Remember, like in like a lab, they have like a splash thing in case you get anything in your eyes.
Oh yeah, yes.
Like when you do like chemistry class.
I like where you're headed. Yeah, an emergency eye wash.
Right, that's what it's called.
Eye wash station.
And Perloff in the hazmat suit, I feel like, is a real thing.
I was just informed of a story that is just driving me crazy. I'm trying to find out what happened to the guy. Yeah. But Bob in Myrtle Beach called in and said that somebody actually put a ghost pepper into a bong and smoked it. And there's video of this guy doing
weedos.
It. Ted, fire-breathing idiot Barris, did this back in 2018. I'm trying to find out if he's still alive.
I got a tweet, by
the way. Wait, so where he put the pepper in the bong and put the pot in the pepper?
No, he put the pepper where the pot would go.
Yeah.
And
oh,
he
and
just,
lit,
and he
the,
just lit the pepper,
oh,
just
smoked the pepper on fire. Right. So there's no pot in any of this.
Yeah, the video, he looks like he's having a really hard time afterwards, but that sounds awful.
Well, that's not just poisoning yourself.
Yeah. It's basically like inhaling pepper spray. Smart move.
How much weed did he smoke before he had this brilliant idea?
I don't know how much weed could have chucked.
I mean, he must have been high as a kite to even come up with this idea. Yes, I'm sorry.
All right, I got advice from Sean on Twitter on how to do this. Number one, he has five steps. Number one, put on nitrile gloves, which are these heavy-duty plastic gloves. Two, eat Wing of Death. Three, touch no part of your body you don't want to be in searing pain. Four, dispose of gloves immediately. 5, try not to die.
I mean, you'll do your best.
Yeah, what is going on here? This is
according to the Pucker Pepper Company. You have to wear gloves when you handle a ghost pepper. Not a ghost pepper, the Carolina Reaper.
You know what the weirdest and worst part about this whole thing is? That it's happening no matter what. Like,
we're just a matter of who.
It's just a matter of who. It's like we're playing some kind of like pepper roulette. Like, there's no ending it, like, or there's no getting out of it. Like, the finals are going to end.
And the reality is,
someone's going to win.
No matter what, Perloff is in.
He's out.
He's already eating the pepper, right? Whether he's eating it with us or by himself. He's eating it.
Eating the pepper. Now it's like I have to eat a straight pepper.
The sauce. The
hot nugget. The hot nugget. Heat nuggets. I know the reality of this is really setting in on the show. Perloff is gone. We lost him. Okay. We did have some news out of Green Bay. So suddenly doesn't feel as urgent as Perloff potentially losing his vision if he touches his face with a wing. We'll get to that. Everything out of Green Bay, we got that for you. We've got some more NFL news to get to. You going to be all right?
No, and I can't wait. I'm praying that the Heat win another game, and you have to do this with me.
I know. Now you really want to take everyone else down with you. We get to a whole lot more after this CBS Sports Update with Emmanuel Barbari.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff. Hey, if you ever miss any part of the show, you can always download the Maggie and Perloff podcast, where we have started something new called the Maggie and Perloff Extra Shot. Every day, Perloff and I are doing podcast-only segments where we do things that are kind of tangentially based on the news a little bit more, you know, sports debate-y type things.
Yeah, a little more list-oriented.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah, and one of us presents, the other just shreds the other's voice.
Yeah, so if we take turns every other day, someone presents something. So, for example, today mine was 5 places I think the NBA cities they should expand to.
Yeah.
Because Adam Silver was asked about that. So that's called the Maggie and Perloff Extra Shot. What are the other things that we've done? You did 5 people who will make the Hall of Fame that will make me angry.
Yes. We'll make everybody angry.
Right. Sorry. Everybody angry, including me. And spoiler alert, it did make me angry.
Pro Basketball Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Because, the problem is everybody makes a Pro Basketball Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So if you play basketball, especially internationally, you're in. What are the other ones you did?
People who are under the most pressure in sports to win a title right now, all throughout all of sports.
Yeah,
coaches.
You made Josh Allen number one.
Hey, don't give it away. I mean,
it's on the podcast, Pete.
That's a tease.
That's a tease.
Well, I'm just saying, like, it's weird that a Bills fan made Josh Allen number one.
Well, I mean, prove me wrong. I guess the other person who did not make the list on the Maggie and Perloff Extra Shot, but now that I think about it, he really is under a lot of pressure. Maybe not to win a title, though, but he is under a lot of pressure. And obviously, that's Jordan Love. So Romeo Doubs is at Packers OTAs. Was this yesterday? This was from Spectrum News 1 in Wisconsin, where he said, I quote, "I think Jordan is a really good quarterback. When you go from Aaron Rodgers to Jordan, Aaron was a really great quarterback, but I believe Jordan can do the exact same thing. So I don't really see what's the big difference." And if that's actually true, then Romeo Doubs probably, like, needs to have his head examined.
Well, I disagree with that.
Sorry, go ahead.
Doubs was a rookie last year. Rodgers was nothing special.
No, but I am assuming that Romeo Doubs has watched football before he got to the Packers.
Oh, come on. You know that's not the case. These guys have no idea what they're coming to. They've never watched football.
You don't think Romeo Doubs, a wide receiver, had ever heard of Aaron Rodgers?
I don't think he had sat and watched an Aaron Rodgers game. No, I don't. I think it's always shocking to me these college kids do not watch NFL football. They don't care.
Okay, but you don't think that he would be, as an aspiring professional football player, that he would be generally aware of Aaron Rodgers' greatness?
He knows the reputation, but no, I don't think he watched Aaron Rodgers until he got there. And last year, Aaron Rodgers threw 26 touchdowns and 12 picks. It was generally average, so he probably played with Jordan Love, who wasn't injured. You know, Rodgers was hurt all last year.
Yep.
He probably played with Love on the practice squad and said, man, the ball's coming out a lot faster with Love. Because Rodgers was sort of half speed, probably.
Okay, but that's not giving Romeo Doubs a lot of credit here. Because, I mean, I think the question is he helping or is he hurting his teammate with statements like this? Because he probably isn't trying to do anything. If anything, he's trying to be positive and saying, hey, it's just like Aaron.
Right.
You know, he's going to be fine. But this might have like a... like another tentacle to it where people are now expecting, and people I think already had an expectation that Jordan Love is going to come in and it's going to be from Favre to Rodgers to the next great thing. And here comes Green Bay. Voila. Here's 40 years of uninterrupted stellar quarterback play. And that's not realistic.
Well, I totally understand what you're saying, but I'm not sure that a 23-year-old receiver, especially a kind of a soft-spoken one like Romeo Doubs, fourth-round pick, I'm not sure that in the national sense of things puts a lot more pressure on Jordan Love. I mean, do we really care what Romeo Doubs thinks?
No, but I think that it all just is part of the sauce.
Yeah.
Like, it's as part of the stew, if you will. It's like Jordan Love, the team, and Aaron Rodgers has been out there basically every microphone and newspaper reporter he can find to say they wanted to move on from me. I still wanted to be there until I didn't. And they wanted to move on from me because they want Jordan Love to be the next thing.
Yeah.
So that in and of itself creates a ton of pressure for the kid and for the young man. And now it's like you have a teammate being like, I don't see the difference between a surefire Hall of Famer and a four-time MVP and his backup.
I guess so. I think that I think you're
it's
right.
An unintended consequence.
Yeah,
of
but
this
I mean,
statement.
Like, does anyone? I think Romeo Doubs is trying to get out of that interview and say the right thing. I think he thinks he's saying the right thing, right? Like he's
right.
It's sort of an obligatory answer, and I think all the Packers are going to say that. Hey, we believe Jordan Love can be great. Isn't that what you have to say as a teammate?
Well, David Bakhtiari was like, "We're in a rebuild because we're going from Aaron Rodgers to a young quarterback." He said it would be disrespectful to Rodgers to just say, oh, you know, Love's going to come in and he's going to be great.
Right, but David Bakhtiari's on the tail end. Like, he's confident enough where he can say what he thinks. A young receiver is just trying to get through that question and not get yelled at by his position coach, I think. And we spoke to Romeo Doubs. Listen, he is holding stuff. Well, he did say that thing about Rodgers not going out with him.
Romeo Doubs is responsible for the most widely viewed clip ever on the Maggie and Perloff show when we asked him a very innocent question about name a time when you hung out with Aaron Rodgers outside of the facility, and he said, I never did.
Yeah.
And Aaron Rodgers went on Pat McAfee and said, I had perfect attendance in all team functions.
Do you think that Romeo Doubs really believes this? Because I think he does. So Jordan Love, I think when he got in the game last year, had nice chemistry with these young receivers because Rodgers didn't know them at all, but Love had been spending a lot of practice time with them.
Sure.
And they know him from practice. They don't know what he's like. You know, Jordan Love's got a cannon. He really throws a beautiful pass. So Romeo Doubs probably thinks this guy's awesome because he's never really seen him go through a season.
I guess, like, what are the odds? Like, we talked to our pal Aaron Nagler, who's the founder of Cheesehead TV, so massive fan. He said playoffs are the expectation in Green Bay. Now, Aaron Rodgers didn't make the playoffs his first year as a full-time starter.
Right, but...
With playoffs, is that realistic for the Green Bay Packers?
I would say the win total is, what, like 8.5, I would imagine. And I think if you're 8.5, it's a coin toss whether you win that division. Because you probably win it with 9 games, 10 games. Unless the Lions are a real juggernaut.
Well, I mean, the Vikings won the division last year and won. What, didn't they win 12 or 13 games?
They won
last
13
year?
Games. Yeah, but 13. Yeah, but that was, I mean, that ain't happening again. I think this division's pretty weak. I think
that might help them, no?
I think this division, everybody, I think 9 or 10 games wins you this division this year. I think that's what he's.
See Minnesota rattling off another really great regular season. Why not? They basically have the entire cast back.
I don't know. Vegas has
outside of Dalvin Cook, which they apparently can't decide if they want to keep him or cut him. Keep him or cut him. Just make a decision already.
Really? Vegas has them a distant second in the division to the Lions.
Well, that's because everyone loves the Lions. They're playing the public on that.
No, I think because the Vikings, you know, the Vikings had a good record, but it was very thin.
Yeah.
You know,
they lost at home in the playoffs to the Giants.
They lost at home in the playoffs, but also, you know, DVOA and all those advanced stats, they were bottom five in the league. Like, they were not a good team last year. They just happened to get some easy wins. Do you think that I've heard nobody say anything about the Vikings. I think everybody expects them to have a major fall.
We didn't say anything about the Vikings last year either, and they end up winning the division. I just think everyone's so on the Lions right now because, like, the world has Lions fever. little bit.
I think the Vikings and the Packers are real close.
Coming up, gotta hear the reason why the Nuggets dropped game two unequivocally. We'll tell you what they said. Don't move. More Maggie and Perloff, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.